11:16 SEN. It's time for the Shizen Files.
We really appreciate a fingerprint insight into the whole thing. It's really interesting. Thanks so much.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Put the foot down, Sardi. Does 1-2, gets it back. He doesn't know what he's doing. Zigging, zagging, gave it off to Prestia, who went Wolfgar.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
He's a fantastic young kid. Has a crack. He's got great skills. Good decision maker. And he's a good gymnast.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Oh, Wolfgar and Wolfgar, you stink. Indeed.
Still don't know what's wrong with what I said then, to be honest.
Once you're in the Sting moons, you've sort of immortalised Shizen's history.
I've gone from one Sting to the next Sting.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Shizen Files for the Savoy Tavern. It's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's where you go. And now joining you is your host, Cameron Mooney.
Thank you very much, Anthony. And we'll get straight into the Shizers with Greg Denham, who gave us this one on KB during the week.
How do you think Kearney's season's gone, Mark? It'd take off the 3 or 4 weeks that he was out with the hamster, but how do you think his season's gone?
With the hamster.
Now, you came in and said, I've heard that before.
I'm sticking up for Genghis here because I have heard people refer to a hamstring as a hamster.
I have never heard of a hamster. Never.
They're like little ferrety things.
Yes, I know what they are, but not on a hamstring. Mark, I had a big week on the run home. Let's have a listen.
Bucks tore his hamster off the bone. Yeah.
Let's have a listen to a couple of these entries.
Andre's in Ringwood. G'day, Andre.
Hello, it's Andrea.
G'day, Andrea. You got a non-celebrator for us.
I have, and someone's already texted it in, Billy Elliott.
Good on you, Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea. Why do I have trouble saying that name? Andrea. Andrea. Okay, Tengai Mazungu. Let me say that again. It was kind of right. Tengai Mazungu. Fremantle.
Tendai.
What did I say? Tendai. That's what I said.
Tengai, you said.
Tengai.
No, Tendai.
Mazungu's coming up next.
And just to remind us of this beauty.
De Boer, quick hand pass away. Well done, our new boy, Mzungu.
And then, of course, before that, there was this from KB.
Ballantyne running with the flight of the ball. Mzungu does well. There's a chance. Mzungu with strength, just a roll of the shoulders, looking for the ball, taken away by Mzungu. Somehow got boot the ball. Now, can they continue? Mzungu was the tackler that time. Tendai Mzungu.
Mzungu.
Oh, okay.
Cracker. Rob Waters goes off in the holster last Saturday night at Adelaide Oval.
Didn't have the class in the end. Didn't have the finish. Disappointing.
Hill runs down Van Bert. There it is. Oh, no, I thought that was the siren. a sort of an audio illusion. 28 and a half minutes gone.
It's just the train going past, wasn't it? Robbo takes a snooze mid-sentence during his crunch time on Saturday.
And I asked the question, how do they test a coach when the game plans hit the wall?
Nothing.
What did you do? Were you like?
I had a cup of coffee and I'd just taken a sip and it went up through my nostrils and started coming out.
I've heard of a pregnant pause, but that's just overdoing it a tad, Robbo.
He's got a little bit off here, the old pause. But off saying nothing than saying something stupid. All right, we've done that one. BP gets this one completely wrong.
Number 6 seed Eugenie Bouchard's anus horribilis continued. Number 6 seed, Eugenie Bouchard's anus horribilis continued.
An oldie bit of goldie, that.
Oh, that is a cracker. Now, Wayne Britton, speaking about Matty Leuenberger pre-game last Sunday.
That's good.
Sort of they gave him his opportunity and he's stuck fat with his footy club here when he could have gone and got a lot more money somewhere else. And if for him to get to 100 games today, I'm wrapped for him. I hope he has a big one.
Do you know, Brits, when they put together the book of quotations, I reckon the first thing I'm going to read is Stick Fat W. Britton. You pioneered that, I reckon.
Pretty important. It was one of my old man's favourite comments. So
I remember you saying that back in the Carlton days.
In fact, you mentioned that in your outgoing speech, your very fine outgoing speech. Yeah.
Well, I should have stuck a fat fish right on Elliot's nose.
I That's fantastic.
He didn't stuff anything
Brooks.
Up there. Why is that in here?
That's just funny. Yeah. Seems as though our man KB's memory lasts just less than 45 seconds, right?
Yeah, we've got a bit of audio of this race 12 at Ballarat last night from Sky Racing. I'm still trying to hear from anyone in the greyhound industry. Stephen Collins trained Ernest Bale from Lara. Don't know Stephen, but someone may. That was given as second placing, Ernest Bale behind Huckleberry Blue. They both ran 25.883, and there's no margin. This is off the official Greyhound Racing Victoria fast track that I've got in front of me. Yet Huckleberry Blue was given the winner, and Ernest Bale came second. So why? Why wasn't it a dead heat? Willie's on the road. G'day, Will. Sorry, that's...
Are you going to play the audio, or...?
What audio?
We've got the audio of Sky
Oh, right,
I
forgot the audio. Oh, good. Yes. Let's play that now.
Okay, B. Now, we got this one last night on 360, Hutto, with Jamie Elliott. This is a little bit weird.
You going to get one, Jamie?
No, I've got one.
You've got one,
Yeah, I've got one at home. I play with myself every night. Flick
that's
the ball
good
around.
For the promo. That's good for the promo, isn't it?
I play with the game every night. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I said it's really good for the promo.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
It's I did have a look at that, Hutto. It looked like a good game. It's a pretty good game.
Yeah, he was explaining the little micro figures, and he's got one.
Is that sort of 360's target audience these days, is it?
What's that?
Kids.
Not sure, Rowan. Kids like footy. That's okay.
Now, unfortunately, we have got an anonymous writing in here. So you guys just repeat Oxen Turfy's segment from earlier. Now, this is wrong. I'm a little bit annoyed about this. This is our segment, and they steal our stuff. Right.
They're previewing it.
Let's just make sure we get that one right. Now, this is a leader in the clubhouse too.
I think the decision, the process, like from a pure football situation, on the decision that he made, the situation, the position on the field, the opposition player, where he was situated, where the ball was, where the angle he was coming from. I can understand entirely from a football perspective how that was. That would have had very little malice and was all about trying to come back and win the ball and defend.
Becomes more of a train wreck, that one.
We need to run that back-to-back with your one, Hutto, from the other. They're closely related.
We've got a few of them.
Andy Mars right up there as well, I reckon, this year.